This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. President Trump is once again labeling the impeachment inquiry a scam and a witch hunt. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
President Trump says the impeachment inquiry is driving his poll numbers higher. He also admits it makes it harder to do his job.
A lot of people said very few people could handle it. I sort of thrive on it. You know why? Because it's so important.
The investigation rolls on this week. Staff and lawmakers from the three House committees directly involved in the inquiry hear from Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, who has become a key figure in the probe. Marie Yovanovitch, former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, recalled from her post early, will be speaking with staffers and committee members on Friday. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Apparently, Democratic and Republican members of Congress are not the only ones protesting President Trump's pullout of troops from Syria. Protesters in the northern Syrian town of Ras al Ain demonstrated on Tuesday against U.S. troops pulling out from positions along the border with Turkey. The vast majority of those who took part were Kurds. Protesters expressed concern the U.S. was essentially abandoning Kurdish fighters who fought alongside American forces in the years-long battle to defeat the Islamic State group. Meanwhile, President Trump stands by his decision, and although his congressional critics disagree, he says ISIS is defeated.
We defeated this group, largely defeated ISIS, 100% of the caliphate, 100%, and we wanted to do 100%. I was going to do this 9 months ago, and we were not at 100%, but we were pretty close. Everyone said, can we get to 100%? Now I get to 100%, and they say, well, maybe we could stay longer. I say, well, when do we get out?
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has threatened for months to launch a military operation across the